It's episode number 110, and we've got plugins for radio station sites, in-post Twitter mentions, social media content locks, social counters, social feeds, and an easier way for the layman to add links into WordPress posts. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here on the show with everybody today.
And as usual, just a few things. This show is supported by CMS Commander. If you're looking for a fantastic to manage everything, CMS Commander is for you.
Yeah, John, and it actually saved me a ton this week. CMS Commander did, because I was able to incorporate a client site and do a backup in just one click, migrate it over to my staging site, and away I went as far as making modifications. So CMS Commander saved me tons of time, and the client was very impressed as far as how quickly I was able to migrate that over. So if you're interested in taking part in CMS Commander, just as John and I do, head to wppluginsa2z.com/CMSCommand.
And don't forget, you can find the show notes at wppluginsa2z.com. And you can also head over to iTunes, give us a rating, and if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, absolutely, hit that little thumbs up button down in the corner. We'd greatly appreciate it. And a little bit from me, right off the top, and let's just roll it out.
Is your WordPress website giving you trouble? Have you received the white screen of death? Have you received notification from Google or other search engines that you've been hacked or compromised in some way? Then let John Overall help you out. You can visit him at wppro.ca/emergency for quick tips and information to get you back online in a flash. Or if a more in-depth support is needed, then send John an email at john@wppro.ca or pick up the phone and call 818-850-7729. He'll answer the call and help get you back up and running in no time.
I am up. All right. I didn't know if you wanted to keep talking about that, sure. But you can definitely get in touch with me if you'd like some advice or phone consultations about SEO, internet marketing, affiliate marketing, podcasting, WordPress. I've got expertise in all of those things. And if you'd like to find out more about how to get a phone consultation with me, just go to marcuscouch.com/call.
Yeah, no, I'm letting that work speak for itself for the moment. I'm trying to figure out a way to clone myself so I can take the time I need to redo a few things.
Amen.
It's been a busy, busy week for me. Even on my days off, I seem to have been very busy working into the evenings at home. So,
yeah, it's been a busy week for me, too. I'm just trying to blow through the end of the month here and looking forward to kind of implementing some of these plugins that we talk about. And I had a lot of fun implementing one plugin that we're going to talk about in particular here later in the show. But you know, this show has made me not only a better WordPress developer, but it's made me a better, I think, communicator in expressing what plugins do and what the benefits are to clients, and it's really helped out. So you're not the only one out there, audience, that gets benefits out of this show. Your hosts definitely do as well.
Oh, I most certainly do, because it helps me to research and find things for my clients. And then emails, I get emails from folks asking how to do things or what sort of plugin that might work for some task they're trying to accomplish. So, yeah, It's fantastic. And speaking of that, if you want more in-depth coverage of information, you can also follow me over at my other podcast, WPMedic.ca, which has been slightly intermittent, but it's only due to my crazy workload as of late. But there is a show coming out shortly here for that. And also, the CMS to CMS that we've talked about a couple times, it looks like sometime this week I will be doing a demo run through on a site. I finally made connections with a fellow out there. Good. And we're going to convert a site. So I'll, by next episode, I will have a report for everyone.
Cool. On it. All right. Well, that looks like that's it for all the business. Yeah. Time to dive into the meat.
Pretty much it. Nice light week on business this week.
There you go.
So let's head on over and make some noise here if we can figure out how this works. There we go, that button. All right, so I've got a few plugins this week, and a couple of them due to I was doing some upgrades for a client, and she wanted to make some changes to her social buttons and social links out from her site. So I went and researched some social networking plugins. And I stumbled across one that's kind of interesting. It's called Feed Them Social. And it's a pretty decent little plugin. And it does use, or does require a premium version if you want everything with it. But the base version, it gives you the ability to generate short codes so you can put the content directly into your post. You can have it feed a page or a post with regular amounts of content from pretty much
it seems like Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. If you want YouTube, you got to add the premium add-on. But as my test run on it, it's really great for distributing some of that content from your Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and popping it up onto pages. It also has a sidebar widget which you can put the same content in. Now, there is a limitation with the free version, and that is you don't get to determine how many pieces of the content is there. It has a default setting. For like Facebook, it's going to bring in the last 5 pieces from your Facebook page and post it on the page. And to be able to edit that, you got to go ahead and get the premium. But the premium is not that much. It's $10. You know, don't buy your 2 cups of coffee at Starbucks that one day and then you can buy this one here. So all in all, it's a pretty decent plug-in. I give it a nice 3 dragon rating, and check it out. Nice plug-in called Feed Them Social.
That may have a good application for something that I'm working on for myself. I'll have to check that out. Well, I have a plugin that originally was only available in Drupal. Yeah, Drupal had a plugin called Station that handled radio stations. Now, John, I'm sure you've gone to a radio station site and you've seen that they have their DJ or their whoever their on-air personality happens to be in perhaps, you know, the upper left, upper right with a little picture and it shows the schedule. This does exactly that. It is a plugin to run a radio station's website. Now, it doesn't have to be a radio station. It could certainly be, you know, some other time-based thing that you've got going on. You know, use your imagination as far as what you want to do. But essentially what it does is this plugin, it gives you the ability to associate users with shows. So you have scheduled blocks of time that contain a description and all kinds of other meta information. You can also generate playlists that are associated during these blocks as well. So it's got a cool little widget. It displays their, you know, whoever the DJ is and a link to the DJ show and then all the playlists and schedules and all that kind of stuff. So I thought this was a really cool advancement in the way that it used to be on Drupal till now, because now it incorporates, you know, kind of some RSS elements into it and things like that. So I thought it was a really great, you know, kind of a way to go about this. So if you've got some sort of a need or if you just want to check it out and perhaps down the road it might be something you might be able to use, I'd definitely check it out. It's called Radio Station, and I gave it 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, it's actually something I might be able to integrate into. I've been working on a music site for a client for a while now, and he asked for something similar to this.
Yeah, it's a good way to do it.
This might solve my problem. I hadn't yet figured that one out for him. Perfect. Excellent. All right, so next up, I've got another one here. This is called Subscribers Text Counter. And the reason I came across this, I was looking for something else, and this one just sort of popped its face up, and I said, I got to go back and check that one out. But also, because my client had asked me about a specific style of listing up your users or your subscribers to Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and whatnot, she showed me another website where they had done it, and I hadn't had time to dismantle the site and figure out what plugin they were using. And I tripped across this, and I said, well, this is obviously what they were using. It's called Subscribers Text Counter. What it does, it allows you to add your YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, RSS feed. You put your accounts in there, and then it lists up next to those and the nice pretty icons how many subscribers you have in each one. What I found great about this one, though, is it's a 100% configurable sidebar widget, in that you can go in with the CSS and you can change the font style of it, the coloring, and give it a little bit more fancy, make it more useful, and that's what she was after. And everything else on it, simple, straightforward. You just turn it on, plug in your usernames for your different accounts, and it automatically grabs those feed information for you. So very useful if you just want to fancy up your subscribers in a sidebar widget. I gave it a nice 3 dragon rating. Nothing super special about it, but it is nice and configurable. So check it out. Subscribers Text Counter.
Great. Well, I've worked on something. I worked on my own business site this week, and sometimes there have been some posts or things that I've said in Twitter that have... Or rather some posts that I've done that other people have retweeted or made comments on or things like that. Well, this is a kind of a on-the-fly, kind of in-the-cloud comment system. This is called Twitter Mentions in Posts. So what this plugin does is it goes out and gets all the tweets from Twitter which have been written up for your particular post link. So when a new article has, it goes out and basically checks through a cron job every hour to see if there's any more links or references to all of your posts that you've had out there. It does it automatically above the comment form as far as any hits that it gets off the radar, so to speak. You can also embed it with some PHP code anywhere else you want into your theme. But remember that it starts to monitor right away. So if you have an old post, unless you're tweeting that out again or getting activity on old posts, it's probably not going to have anything. So you got to just kind of be patient when you use this and understand that it's a developmental thing over time. But if you want something that actually registers Twitter comments as if it were actual comments on WordPress, then this is the thing for you. So it's called Twitter Mentions in Posts, and I rate it 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That could give you some nice additional content Sure. for your site. I like that idea. Okay. Now, the next one I got, this was a great suggestion from Yoram. He's suggested plugins to me before. He sends me one every couple of weeks to check out. And this one is to simplify things for the average user out there or the person who is forgetful like myself when they're putting up a post. And what it is, it's a straightforward little plugin. And this is actually a function that I truly think should be in the core of WordPress, and I'm surprised it's not. But what it does is when you type in a URL into a post, like, you know, yourdomain.com, you know, you often have to go back up into the link, create a link, and create a link to it. You can't just post it and have it automatically create a link so that it's clickable. And what this does, this adds the functionality that you can just not bother, post it, and it will automatically create a link where you have set an obvious domain name in your content. You know, I myself, number of times, you know, I create a post, I'm going through, and I go, oh, damn, I forgot to put a link in that one again, because I'm so used to so many other programs out there. You type a domain name, it automatically creates a link for it. So anyway, this is a nice little plugin. Check it out. Adds some nice, decent core functionality. Give it a 4 dragon rating. It's called Converto.
Right, with a K. Yeah.
With a K.
Now, those of you out there that like to post via your phones or via email, install this. It will save you loads and loads of time, especially if you're on a tablet or a phone and you're trying to post. and you want you want links to go into there, this is the way to do it. Because the WordPress app is okay, but you know, sometimes you just want to do text and rock it out. So this is something I'm installing right now. The biggest problem for me with posting mobily has been dealing with links and having to type those out in my phone and having to deal with cutting and pasting in the iPhone. It sucks. So Converto is definitely finding a place within my favorites.
Yeah, it got added. It got added into my site, so it works quite nicely.
Well, I have always watched from afar these guys over at OnePress, and they just came out with this new plugin called OnePress Social Locker, and it's basically if you were to have some content on your site. This is kind of a pop-over window that says, sorry, this content is locked. Please support us. Use one of the buttons below. And that either is follow us on Twitter or plus, you know, tweet us, plus one us, like us on Facebook, whatever that is, whatever you determine. And by the way, you can determine that they have to do all of them before they get the internal content as well. So give them a reason to follow you. Make sure that you have that gateway. It's SEO friendly. Locked content is still available for your Google and Bing and all the rest of the bots to go through. They don't have to go through this whole rigmarole of liking you and retweeting you. But if you want to increase your followers and you've got some really good content, this is absolutely a way that you should go about doing it. This is the free edition. There's also a premium edition that gets rid of some of the trial period stuff inside. I haven't bought it yet, but I'm sure thinking about it, put it that way. So this is OnePress Social Locker, and I gave this one a 5 out of 5.
Nice. Actually, I'm going to have to look into that because I've got someone, one client has asked me to look at OnePress.
Now, okay, here's another thing that I didn't mention, is it locks any type of content, whether that be a post, an image, a form, a video, any of it. So you can make sure that people tweet you or plus one you or whatever you want to hide all your stuff. And it also remembers via cookies who has already unlocked your stuff, so it doesn't bug the same person twice.
Very nice. Excellent. Well, provided they don't dump their cookies anyway.
Exactly.
Wretched their cookies. Yeah.
And it's really customizable. You can change it to match your theme and your site very easily. Any CSS changes, colors, font sizings, paddings, any of that stuff, you can change it all.
Okay, well, that's all we've got for plugins this week. And just a couple quick things here. I think I'll just ramble on for a moment. You know, it's been very busy out here, and I want to thank all the listeners out there because I've had several listeners call me, give me work, and refer me off for clients. And for that, I thank you. That's kept me very, very busy. And for that, I will work my hardest to ensure the show is always going out every week. I know that the last few weeks, well, I've been a little lack in getting it out exactly on Friday, but it will continue to happen. And, you know, it's just, I want to thank all you listeners out there for the support you've given me and the show and given Marcus and all of us together. And I
do
it
as well. It's really something that I'll say it. it's made me kind of a better developer all around. Just even when I'm looking at plugins that have nothing to do with any of the projects that I work on, eventually they do have something to do with the plugins that I found or something that John brings to the table or something we hear in SpeakPipe as far as a question from the listeners that want a plugin that does X, Y, and Z. And generally we can find that if we get that message. And by the way, that's another thing I'll bring up, John. Last couple of weeks, we haven't had much as far as activity. And we really encourage you to do that.
Hello.
The show is really a lot better when we get feedback from the outside and we can kind of play off of that. So if you enjoy the show, please don't be shy. Make sure that you head to our site, wppluginsa-to-z.com.
And thinking of SpeakPipe, I got an announcement from SpeakPipe this week They have made it so that if you're using an iPhone or an iPad or whatever, it will record directly off your device now.
So now there's no excuse.
Yeah, that's now there's no excuse because I just saw that in an email like yesterday, and I'm like, oh, sweet. And I haven't tested it yet myself, but I'm hoping they say it works, that it is going to actually work, and that's going to make it a lot easier for those of you that visit the site via a mobile device such as an iPhone or an iPad or a tablet or something where the speak pipe didn't quite work correctly.
That's great. So a lot of plugins coming up next. I'm working on a couple of guests to come onto the show as well. I know that one guy in particular is a guy that's pretty local to me, Jason Tucker. He does the WP Cooler Google Hangout every Monday morning at 11 o'clock or 11:30 Pacific time. So we're going to have him on the show very soon, talk about some plugins. I know that he's a big fan of the show, so that'll be exciting to have him on. And working on some other people as well, some plugin developers, and even perhaps I'd like to talk to somebody that is a theme developer and find out how they decide what plugins go into their themes.
That would be a good information. And thinking of guests, I did hear back from Matt Mullenweg. He actually emailed me back after I emailed him, and it was a surprisingly short amount of time, like only 2 weeks. But he has declined to come on our show, so I'm putting it out to our fans out there, all of our listeners out there, you need to go send an email to Matt and tell him he needs to appear on WP Plugins.
But be nice.
If we get enough... Be very nice to him, but say, hey, look, Matt, it's a great show. It'd be fantastic to have you on there. You know, just sort of, you know, bug him in a nice way and say, hey, he needs to come visit the show. So all you listeners out there, get your friends, everybody, send emails to Matt and say, hey, WP Plugins, that's the show you need to appear on, Matt.
Or Photo Matt is his Twitter. You can just tweet him.
Yeah, you can tweet him to Photo Matt. That's it. So anyway, that's pretty much all we've got this week. That's just some random stuff at the end. You know, you've already heard all the meat and potatoes. Now we're sort of giving you a little bit of dessert.
There you go.
All right, so that's all we got. Don't forget, you can rate us over at iTunes, visit us blueberry.com, voa.com, or if you're listening to Stitcher Radio, as it seems more and more people are doing, hit that little thumbs up button. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. So John, where can they find us?
They can find me on my website, johnoverall.com, or for emergency support, wppro.ca/emergency, or email me, john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, which is marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. Consulting calls, marcuscouch.com/call. And don't forget that you can find all the show notes, all the links to everything that you've heard on today's show at wppluginsa-to-z.com.
All right, that's all we got. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!